The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Welcome to this podcast version of North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, heard exclusively here on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, The Soccer Shack, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts. This is Andrew Battisti. Today is Monday, November 16th, and this afternoon the Rochester Rhinos announced their new head coach at the Strathallan Hotel at a press conference. Bob Lilly becomes the fourth man to be the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos. And Soccer is a Kick in the Grass was there and recorded the entire press conference, which you will hear in this first segment, along with comments from Rhinos owner Rob Clark. Then in segment two, we will hear from the general manager and director of soccer for the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley, and finally the new coach himself, Bob Lilly. So let's go to the press conference held today at the Strathallan Hotel right now.
Before we get started, I'd just like to take a moment to thank the Strathallan for hosting today's press conference. And as always, introduce the principals that are here in attendance with us, beginning with the owner and the CEO of the Rochester Rhinos, Mr. Rob Clark, the general manager and director of soccer operations, Pat Ercole, the vice president of the Rochester Rhinos, Dave Solinsky, and the two-time USL First Division head coach, Bob Lilly, is here as well. In just a minute, folks, just the way the format will work, in a moment, Pat will come up and have some comments. He will introduce Bob. And Bob, of course, will add some comments of his own, and then at which point, if there aren't any questions, we'll turn that over to media for some one-on-ones. So at this point, it is my pleasure to welcome up the General Manager and Director of Soccer Operations, Mr. Pat Ercole. Pat?
Okay, well, I can tell you that I was gone for 10 days. You can't notice. And part of my responsibilities was to make sure that it doesn't rain at Rhino games anymore, so I went to Aruba and prayed to the sun gods, and lo and behold, I got a nice tan, and my wife did too, so. Just want to say that there was a time when, you know, there were a lot of teams in throughout the country that were looking at Rochester and wanting to be like Rochester. There was a time when our league viewed us as a signature franchise. And there was a time when we as individuals were proud to be part of this organization and be associated with the organization. So, you know, when I took on the responsibility of being the general manager, the responsibility was one that was twofold. It was one to get us back at that level, but also to bring somebody in at the coaching level, because I knew, having coached, the responsibility that position carries, and how that person has an influence on building that again. So I needed to look for an individual that was familiar with the MLS and familiar with the USL. I needed to look for an individual that had been in an environment that was similar to Rochester. And you look at the individual that we're talking about, obviously, he coached in Vancouver and coached in Montreal that were very similar. And when you look at the league right now, Montreal is obviously one of those teams, along with Portland, that teams are looking at and saying they want to be like. So we looked at that. We wanted to look for an individual that also was a winner and had won championships, and an individual that could revamp this team and bring it back to its glory days. So I believe we found that individual. I think he's a winner. He's a person that has drive, a person that has passion. And I think he's someone that's going to bring us back to that national spotlight that we were in at one time. And I'm looking forward to working with him. I know we've worked against each other many times. And for that reason, you know, I'm proud to introduce Rochester Rhinos' new head coach, Bob Lilly.
All right. Pat warned me to keep it brief. We've already had some very lengthy calls even before he headed off on his vacation. First off, I want to thank Rob and Pat and the entire organization for giving me this opportunity. The tradition here, the stadium, the fans, I still feel that this is the franchise in this league that still carries the most weight and still has the most potential to go forward. I have coached in many different markets. I know what the expectation is here in Rochester. I know how successful the franchise has been in the past. Certainly, there hasn't been a championship banner raised here in quite some time. I know we're all hungry to do that. I think Pat and I are very similar in that we're very driven to win. And every time we step on the field, we're trying to achieve something, whether it be that game, that season, and it's championships are the bottom line. Along with Pat and the rest of the staff, we want to work towards bringing back the glory days, as Pat said. And we also want to make a strong connection with the community. It's something that I believed in very much when I was in Hershey. It was an expansion franchise, and we were out in the community. We built a very strong franchise for 5 years. Then I relocated to Montreal, which hadn't made the playoffs in 3 years. I kind of lost a connection with the Montreal community, and I was fortunate. Joey coming back into the picture, Joey Saputo, the government of Quebec getting involved. And we were able to obviously change the momentum and the culture in Montreal. But we brought in young players. We found Quebec players. We found an energy in that organization. The fans responded, and it grew from that. Vancouver, always a good team in this league, never able to get over the hump and win a championship. That's why I went there, to win a championship for nothing else. Fortunately, we were able to get that done. I feel that Rochester is still where they need to be in terms of respect level. But there's no doubt that I'm coming here and I'm taking on this opportunity because I want to win. And the man over there, Mr. Urquhart, has won plenty. And I'm sure I'm going to pick his brain frequently. And hopefully we can assist and aid each other and really do a good job for the organization and put a lot of smiles on people's faces. My belief in a team, many of you have seen my teams play. I think you'll recognize that the teams that I've brought in here will be hardworking, they'll be disciplined. There will be a balance in the team. We need to be strong attack-wise. And going forward and scoring goals, we also need to have the balance of defending well. And there's no doubt that you've got to get both right to win championships. I think it'll be a collective group that you as a community, you the media and the fans will be proud of. The last thing I want to say, I mentioned championship a few times. The one thing I think that Pat and I bring to the table is we'll bring a championship mentality from day one. So it will start. There will be changes in the roster. We're still meeting in regards to a lot of those decisions. Some players will be retained, but we will definitely put our efforts into building a stronger team mentally, a more dynamic team, and certainly a team that we hope is going to put that stadium over there as a fortress, because you know that's important, that we're winning games, not only on the road, but we're winning games here in Rochester. I think I've taken up all my time. I am happy to be here. I want to thank all of you for coming out, and I look forward to working with all of you. I'll be accessible, not just today, but at any time. Feel free to call me, and I won't be able to tell you all the secrets, but certainly I want you to feel comfortable. If there's something that you need to do your job, to make sure to call me, and I'll do my best to help you in those regards. Okay, thank you.
Here at the Rhinos press conference on Monday with the announcement that Bob Lilly is the fourth coach in the Rochester Rhino history, here with Rhinos owner Rob Clark. And Rob, seems like you've got a pretty powerful combination here, probably the two best and most respected coaches in the league are going to be running your franchise. What are your thoughts?
No, absolutely. You know, we want to win championships, and we brought in two championship caliber coaches to get the job done, and hopefully next year will be a championship season.
What's your role going to be with the team now, having, you know, the experience of a Pat Erkley and a Bob Lilly, guys who have been in this league for many, many years and know the not just the league, but U.S. soccer? What's your role going to be going forward?
Well, I really need to task myself in getting more events at the stadium and really trying to get that to stand on its own two feet as well, not just with the Rhinos, but also the stadium as a whole, and that's really where my focus is going to be going forward.
How's the new VP, Dave Selinski, going to fit into this?
Great. Dave's like my right-hand man. He's been doing a great job for the organization. He basically oversees every department, so he's been a great addition.
He certainly has helped me out a lot with our show here, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Any news about possible events that you're going to be going for 2010?
We're looking at bringing the Music Fest back to the park that had left last year, but they're probably going to be coming back. We're also looking to add the Puerto Rican Fest at the stadium and incorporate the Rhinos versus Puerto Rico Islander game with that, and a few other events that we're working on as well.
I know the fans out there are probably wondering, any chance of some international or MLS friendlies next year? I know we've talked about Toronto FC, I think, would be a great match to have at Rhino Stadium.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Pat, that's probably a more appropriate question for Pat to answer. But one thing, I'll be honest with you, when we did host Columbus last year, I was a little taken back by the crowd size. So that, obviously presents risks in all aspects going forward, but, you know, it might be some that are still willing to take.
What about the World Cup maybe being broadcasted at the stadium?
Yeah, that would be really neat. Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, maybe I put a good idea into your head. I get them every once in a while, you know.
Yeah,
Rob,
sure.
Thanks a lot for all your help, and we really appreciate you taking the time and all your efforts with the Rhinos.
All right, thanks.
Rochester Rhinos owner Rob Clark with his comments regarding the official announcement today of Bob Lilly as the Rhinos' fourth ever head coach. When we come back on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts, we will hear from the director of soccer and the general manager of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley, and the new coach of the Rhinos, Bob Lilly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
TopNotchMonogram.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Sign up for Your Choice Auto. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Insurance Company and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcast. This is Andrew Battisti, and if you or your business are interested in advertising on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, both the radio show and here on the podcasts, drop me a line at andrew@soccerisakickinthegrass.com and join the family of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the longest-running soccer radio show in North America. Right now we're going to hear from the general manager and director of soccer for the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley, fresh back from his nice vacation. And then we will hear from the new coach of the Rhinos, Bob Lilly, and his thoughts on joining the Rhinos organization. Let's go first to Pat Erkley.
Here at the Rhinos press conference, Bob Lilly announced as the new coach of the Rhinos, here with Pat Erkley, fresh from a nice long vacation. Pat, first I got to ask you, how do you get such a great tan?
You read a few books and sit out in the sun.
Yes, Aruba is a very nice place. Pat went to Aruba, announced that at the press conference. So, but you're back at work now, and I know this is something you've been looking forward to. This was held up, I guess, because of your vacation, the announcement. But now it's out there. We know who the guys are going to be leading the Rhinos. What are your thoughts with Bob Lilly coming on?
Well, you know, through the years, we've always had a mutual respect for each other. We've been very competitive against each other, so we have a good understanding of each other, so it makes it easy, in a sense, for us to be working together. You know, myself, obviously, I've been in a GM position, but, you know, I know Bob from in a coaching position will obviously confer with me quite a bit, and, you know, I'm sure together we'll make the best decisions, and I think when you look at our track records, it looks very favorable.
The next question I know the Rhino fans are going to ask is the players. And, you know, Bob mentioned that all the players are going to be looked at between yourself and him to see who's going to be retained and who's going to be brought back. Where do you think the need areas are for the Rhinos right now? And a lot of people talked about a midfield general or a big scoring forward. What are your thoughts there?
I think Bob touched a little bit on it from a standpoint of not so much the individuals that are needed, but the philosophy, the mentality, and what he wants to, what the expectation is for the players that do wear the Rhino uniform. And, you know, he's obviously said that he needs balance. He needs a balance in attack and a balance in defense. I think when you look at the team last year, there were times that balance wasn't there. You know, both from a mental standpoint and game preparation, and both from a physical standpoint and being able to execute on the field. So I think those are two areas that, you know, he's going to, that he's shown that he does well.
Well, Rob deferred this question to you that I asked him, so I'll ask you. What are the thoughts on what events are going to come to the stadium next year, maybe soccer events or non-soccer events?
Well, I think that's something that we're going to sit down. I had 10 days of vacation to think about.
What about the Aruba national team?
It would be nice if they brought the Dutch national team, because it's a Dutch island. But, you know, I mean, obviously we're going to look at what games are out there that are big-time games, like we did when I was coaching some European, French first, second division teams or Italian first division teams, see who we can bring in from a standpoint of soccer-wise. Then we want to look at other events, could be concerts. Basically, whatever can fill the stadium and help make us viable as an organization, that's something that we have to look at, and it's something that we would like to partner up with the community on.
What about the Rhino schedule? I know that's coming up very soon where it's going to be organized. What are you trying to accomplish with the schedule this year?
Well, I think we looked at the dates that were available. You know, obviously there's all the dates you could possibly want because we own the stadium, but you also want to look at other events that are happening in the community. And I think in the past sometimes you take it for granted. You don't really look at those events because you feel that, you know, you're going to do well because it's a different type of event. But we thought we wanted to take a look at that in a means of respecting the other events that are out in the community and also giving us an opportunity to be in a position where we don't have to compete with that. But essentially, when you looked at the schedule last year, I mean, some decisions were made based upon the suites, and a lot of games were grouped up in the middle of the season, and I think that kind of hurt attendance. And obviously, weather played a part in that. I touched a little bit on the press conference that it was interesting because I look back at the years that I coached, and I think there was about 3 days where it rained. So hopefully, like I said, the sun gods will be with us and help us out in that aspect. I mean, that's professional sports, and it's an outdoor sport, and so rain plays a part in it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and good luck to the Rhinos.
Thank you.
Here at the Rhinos press conference at the Strathallen Hotel with the man of the hour, the new coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. And Bob, if somebody had said, you know, a few years back that in 2009 you'd be the head coach of the Rhinos, would you have thought that was possible?
Well, I've coached a few different cities, so and certainly if I'm looking for a job, I'm looking for a team that I think, you know, is committed to winning and has the ability to win. So certainly it's a job I would have always looked to have. I can't say that for every franchise across the board, but certainly I think Rochester is one of the significant jobs in our league, and certainly it's a relevant job in the American soccer scene.
Now, Pat is, Eric Lee is the general manager. Between the two of you, you've been in more playoffs and won more championships than probably any pair of coaches in this league's history. How important was it for you to accept this job with Pat being the GM? Was he a big factor in you deciding to come here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel fortunate that I'm getting to work with Pat. I mean, obviously, his success speaks for itself. We have an opportunity to do something special together, and he's obviously, I had a lot of battles against him, and I think we both felt like our teams were always prepared, but for sure he had my number, and now to have him on my side, I think it gives me another weapon in my pocket.
You did knock the Rhinos out of the Open Cup with Hershey back in 2001, I believe it was. So you did have a couple of successes against Pat, but I know a lot of your name has been out there for a couple of weeks now as the most likely candidate, and a lot of the people, the fans that I've talked with and read on, have talked about the style of play, and that last year the Rhinos played a pretty predictable style, the long ball, the crosses. I know in the past with your teams, it's been a lot of possession game, discipline, ball played along the ground, short passing, which I think is something I think the fans will be looking forward to seeing because it's more like the beautiful game of soccer. Is that what we can expect to see, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think the last time I was in here in a significant game was the 06 championship game, and you know, I think that was a game where, you know, that whole season and that playoffs, I mean, that team was very good keeping the ball. We had Joey Jurtson was the MVP last year, or that year. Sabrango was injured a lot of the year, but scored a lot of goals when he played. We had David Testo, but, you know, we really did a great job, you know, with dictating games, you know, and you know, I think that's important in the modern game, that you're dictating and you have the possession, but you've got to be able to create chances out of it. You know, and I know that year in the playoffs, we won the championship, and, you know, on our run, we scored 11 and gave up one, you know, and to me, that's ultimately what you're trying to do, is build a team that can score on a consistent basis and also be very stingy, you know. And when you're looking at five games, giving up one goal at playoff time, it's going to give you, you know, a great opportunity to win.
They say defense wins championships, and yeah. Bruce Arena is proving that in the Los Angeles Galaxy. But as the coach of the team, what do you think your role is to bring the more fans in to see the team play?
Well, I mean, I think I have to set the tone with the players that we're going to be involved in the community. You know, we are going to make sure we're prepared every time we step on the field. You know, I think, you know, we've got to find some entertaining players. We got to find some different types of players, and every coach is trying to do that. But, you know, that has to be the focus. You know, but as a team, if we work collectively and we're a hard-working team and we have those players that can not only work hard but have some flair, fans will get behind it. And, you know, it's that discipline to bring your best efforts every night, not 7 out of 10 or 5 out of 10. We need to do that with results and with, you know, a good quality of soccer. I believe, you know, the fans will embrace the team just like they did in the past. And, you know, certainly there's still a strong core of fans, but there's no doubt we'd like to do more and build excitement back into Rochester soccer.
Well, this weekend, I guess, is your first big task with the team. You're going to be going down to the meetings for the scheduling of the 2010 season. What are your goals for getting a schedule that you would want to have for 2010?
Well, we have talked a little bit about it, although we'll talk a lot more in the next couple of days. I mean, we want to have dates that you know, are good for our staff as well. But, you know, in terms of marketing the game, you know, we want to play weekend games more than we want to play weekday games. So, you know, that factors into it. We're fortunate to have our stadium where we can set the schedule and there's not as many conflicting dates. You know, we'd like to, you know, I envision we're going to hit a few games on the road early on, but it won't, you know, we don't want to keep the fans waiting. I mean, I expect us to play some home games sooner than maybe in the last couple of years. I mean, you know, we want the fans to identify and the team to play for the fans pretty early on, you know, and hopefully we balance the schedule a little bit. You know, we don't want to have it too top heavy with away or home games, you know, but it is going to be our job, you know, the first few games on the road to get out to a good start and come back home, carry that momentum, and make sure that we're setting the tone early on that, you know, we're going to be very difficult to beat at I don't know the new naming rights of the stadium, but on our home field.
Maybe the next press conference, who knows. One of the things that people talked about with Pat coming back is that Pat's a fixture in the Rochester community. He's lived here for many, many years, back to his days with the Lancers, and you're going to be coming into Rochester. How do you see yourself becoming part of the Rochester community? What are the things that you're going to do to become ingrained into Rochester?
Well, I mean, I think when you're going out and doing appearances, you know, that certainly helps. But, you know, I think when you're accessible to the fans or to the media, I mean, you know, I feel like that's important for the fans and the media to have access to players. You know, it's one of the things in Montreal and Vancouver, immediately when games were over, you know, even before we met as a team, you know, I had the players accessible to the fans and the media. and that's not done, you know, in all places. But I think, you know, the fans appreciate that. You know, I think the media appreciates that. They can do their job. You know, but certainly, you know, if you're working hard with the team, you've had some very successful players that have worked hard for the Rochester Rhinos in the past that weren't originally from Rochester. And many of those players, you know, in present time are identified as part of the past and one of your own, you know. And I believe that your work is what's going to, you know, get people to open their arms, you know. And if I work hard and the team works hard, I don't think it's going to matter whether or not we were born in Rochester or not.
Well, for about 60 seconds or so, give me a chance to talk to the Rochester community directly. And what would you like to say to them in preparation for your taking this job as the Rhinos coach?
Well, get ready to be part of a successful franchise, because you have been in the past. We will, you know, we will work hard for you. We will, you know, entertain you. We'll show up every day, and our sights are set on winning trophies. So, you know, as an organization, we're going to be out there, and we're gonna support things going on in the community. You know, we're going to get involved in as many ways as we can, but you know, in return, if we're putting the work in and we're winning games and we're entertaining, we're hoping that you're going to come out and support our team, because it's going to be exciting, and we're certainly looking to bring back the excitement that has been here in Rochester like no other city in the past.
Bob, thank you very much, and welcome to Rochester, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Bob Lilly, the new head coach of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Bob certainly has some big expectations, and he'll be working for the man that he coached against for many years when Bob was with the Hershey Wildcats and then the Montreal Impact, that being, of course, his general manager and the director of soccer for the Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Should be a very interesting offseason as the Rhinos develop their new roster and come up with a schedule of matches in the USL and also possibly some friendlies as well. We'll see what happens as things go along in the off season. Don't forget, you can hear it all live every Sunday in the fall and winter at 12 noon on WYSL News Power 1040 AM. Thank you for listening today to SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcasts. And we invite you to come back and visit our website at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. You can also get there from radio-soccer.com, and our Twitter account is Radio Soccer. This has been Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast version of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, The Soccer Shack, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Be sure to visit soccerisakickinthegrass.com for future podcasts, and don't forget, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.